As soon as it was acquired in 1827, La Moissonneuse Endormie, the Sleeping Harvest Worker, which is from the collection of the painter Jean Vignon, was judiciously attributed to Jean-François de Troyes. From that time on, it has been viewed as one of the museum's masterpieces. The sensuality of the figure, rapidly executed in warm colors with frequent use of impasto, explains the painting's seductive power to a large degree. Probably designed to be an overdoor, the scene is an evocation of country life. All the characteristic elements are present: the wheat sheaf, the sickle, the summer warmth, and indeed, the rolled-up skirt. But this painting also provides the pretext for an eroticism that was rare for the artist, although he painted many female figures. From Titian to Poussin, the history of painting is dotted with figures of sleeping nymphs and abandoned Ariadne figures in a similar position, inspired by a famous antiquity in the Vatican, a marble statue of Cleopatra. Here, Jean-François de Troyes, who had been extremely impressed by the great Venetian artists during the time he spent in Italy from 1699 to 1706, came very close to the art of his exact contemporary, Giambattista Piazzetta, which puts the work between 1725 and 1730. Courbet was struck by this superb piece during a visit to the museum in 1863, and he made a copy which is now in Japan. He would certainly have remembered the sleeping body presented by the young peasant girl when he painted his picture Le Sommeil, Sleep, in 1866.